allowed to be parked on the property. Solid Waste Disposal Collection Day is provided by Solid Waste Company. The owner shall have a designated local representative. Our next two or three are how you can change that representative. I won't read those. It's a process to where if someone wanted to change the representative, there's a complaint. Availability of the Sheriff's Department is if they're unable to contact the representative in a timely manner during a 12-month period, it shall be considered a violation. I have added in the corporate retreat definition into the decision of record, which I've already read. A buffer shall be established between any structures utilized as a corporate retreat and any existing residential land use. 19, Taney County assumes no responsibility for the operation of the site, owner's covenants, and agrees to hold Taney County harmless for any injury or damage which may occur, or whatever type of nature as a result of the operation, and that should read of the corporate retreat. The owner shall maintain appropriate liability insurance for the corporate retreat. This decision is subject to all existing easements. This decision of record shall be filed with Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days. Their approval shall expire. And another add-on to our normal nightly rental or similar use is number 22. The wastewater system shall be upgraded to accommodate a 10-bedroom single-family home through the Taney County Environmental Services Department. So close-up of our home on 493 Shady Drive. We zoom out. This is Fall Creek Road, and here's where it hits 165. And then you come back in on Shady, or you come back in on, that's Dalton, I believe. But the home sets on Shady Drive right here, Taneycomo Lake, across the lakes, Foggy River Road. Pictometry view from the front of the home. And then I just took some photographs along each side. Then I did include in a packet I set on your table tonight a email from someone that inspected the septic tank set here at the end of this long drive at the bottom right in this area here. Indicated it needed a new aerator. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
You ready?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, looks like he's done a good job taking our pictures. We've been working on getting the repairs made to the home. Doing that, of course, it's been slow, of course, with the shutdown of everything. So most of us have not been around for a number of weeks, but hopeful to get some things going again now that it's opened back up. Absolutely. I'm sure you have it in your packet, a petition to from the neighbors. There is one there somewhere. They made several points which I thought we could address in their petition. They note the distances between our homes to the other multifamily dwellings that surround this home. As you can see in the illustration here, directly below me are multifamily condo type units all along the river there. And then on Dalton as well, there's some more down in that area. They note that driving distances as opposed to actual physical distances. Yeah, that's what we look at from the balcony there. They also bring up the lighting of the street. Our lot, oddly enough, is well lit all along the street. We have lighting all along our pillars at the street. My next door neighbor noted that they had in the past attempted to get lighting on their street, but that the neighbors did not necessarily want to pay that expense. But our lot is lit along there. They note a concern for increase in traffic. That's always a concern with anyone. But I would say that a 9,000 square foot house, no matter what the use, probably is going to entail some traffic to and from it one way or another. I think that maybe there's a misconception of a steady circus of people traipsing in and out of the house, one after another, and a whole crew of folks coming in and out every other night, you know, out of the place. And that's just simply not an option for this property. It's not how it would be used or could be used even. The estimates and bids that we've gotten to clean the house range anywhere between $600 and $1,000. So this is not a property you can just flip every night or anything like that. It's not a possibility to do it. You couldn't do it. It's not anything that could be done. It's a per event house. I mean, that's what it would have to be, and that's how, you know, us personally would use it, and our associates would be looking to use it. Our parking, they note in their petition, the parking, even if you took out half of the parking spaces that we have drawn on our diagram, we would still have provided more parking than is required for the permit. It has a lot of parking. It has more I have been to business functions, personal functions, and family functions to a number of facilities here around the Branson area, and have never stayed anywhere that had as adequate parking as this. The seems to be the norm is to have a number of facilities close by, and you'll have two parking spots in front of the house, and everybody shares a communal parking spot about a block away, you know. But our parking is all physically at our location there. They note and dispute the fact that the house was in disrepair before we bought it. I would dispute that because my invoices, I've had to write the checks for them. The stucco was flaking. There was water damage throughout the home that we've had to repair, frozen pipes, etc. They note that the house was heavily vandalized from the previous owner. That is a fact. There are still broken windows on that. But the fact of the matter is that there was a lot of deferred maintenance and disrepair to the home that we're continuing to work on. As far as the borders of the home, of course, we've noted in our, and Scott has shown you pictures, we have a wrought iron fence that completely surrounds the property. And we have gates. And then along the sides at the front of the street, where there is not vegetation, it is our plan to provide hedging along that when we put in landscaping. The previous owner tore out all of the landscaping. It was beautifully landscaped before, but he had a plan, I guess, to re-landscape it, and only got as far as ripping out all of the landscaping to the front of the house. So when we do re-landscape, we want hedging along each side We would leave the front of the house open, of course, for visibility, but along each side it would have hedging. Septic concerns, we've had out, you see the email from the gentleman. We've had him out. We do need a new aerator pump. Then we have been talking with Mr. John over at the environmental to see about trying to weigh how to address the septic concerns there. You know, it was everything about the house is overbuilt. Everything, the engineering, the roof systems, everything about it's overbuilding. Now he will be out more to inspect more. I would find it extremely odd that they'd spent that kind of money on literally every aspect of that home and tried to skimp out and not put in a proper septic system. That would be really strange to me, because that would be the hardest thing for them to fix at that time had they not installed it properly. Nonetheless, you know, a six bedroom, 9,000 square foot house certainly has a operational septic system for that currently, with the exception of the aerator pump as noted in the email there. Also, their exhibit C that they indicate claiming a blind spot. I'm not sure about that. Like I said, we have our street in front of our house lit. We are at an intersection. That is a fact. There is an intersection there. The only time there are some issues with the sight lines are when this location here very often has a large moving truck parked where you can't see around the corner there. So that's the only issue there. This house is, up until a few weeks ago anyway, I haven't been by, but this is a long-term rental here. It's been empty. I don't know if it currently has anyone in it. So that is a rental there. All right, I think that's all I have.
Okay. I just have, before we get to the public, just to give you a little time to think about it.
Sure.
We're guided by the guidance code and the special use permits, and there's a section 2.3, and you know, with the size and scope of this retreat being 22 persons and 11 parking spaces, part of what we have to wrap our head around, and I'm speaking for myself on this, but is that we have to look at the location and size of the proposed use in relation to the site and the adjacent sites and uses of the property and nature of degree of the proposed operation. So that's one thing that we have to look at when considering approving a project like that, or the general compatibility with adjacent properties and other properties in the district, general safety, health, comfort, welfare. So there's some items that we have to look at, but just, and we'll get to the comments here, but I just wanted to give you the opportunity to have an understanding of the process. Mm-hmm. Okay. And do we have anybody here that's wanting to speak on behalf of this application? For the application? Okay. Just to give us a sense, everyone that's signed up to speak opposed to the application, can you raise your hand that have signed up to speak?
I forgot to sign up, but I have my sheet.
Okay. Do you guys have any kind of order that you want to go in? Somebody that goes first? You got together?
I'll go.
You want to go first? Okay.
I'll go second.
Okay. Sir, if you can turn your sheet in to Presley over there, please.
Okay, I'm Sherry Grisham, and I reside at 499 Shady Drive. My house adjoins 493 Shady Drive to the south. In a pandemic, we attempted to reach out to approximately 50 surrounding neighbors.